If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Now, do you remember the state capture inquiry?
Yeah, yeah.
How can we forget?
Huge commission. Yeah. Lasted years and years.
4 years.
And I think we spent over $1 billion on it, if I'm not mistaken.
Extension after extension after extension. Mm.
Indeed. Mm. Anyway, the information that came out of there was enlightening, to say the least. We expected that there would be maybe some charges that emanates because the evidence had apparently been led. But thus far, the only person I know that's been charged is... who's that guy again, the first one?
Machela.
No, Zaki, not Machela. Okay, yeah, I suppose Coco as well, but they dropped the charges. The Italian guy, man.
Agrizi.
Yes, Angelo Agrizi.
Angelo Agrizi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bosasa.
Yebu.
COO.
Yebu. Well, it seems that some information that came out of the inquiry, specifically the report, was not accurate. Oof. And I mean off by billions. Mm. So Arthur Fraser, who was at the time head of State Security Agency, SSA, we were told that during his tenure, assets had gone missing at SSA. And the tune of the assets that had gone missing was about 9 billion with a B. That's what we were told. Just to put into perspective, a billion is 1,000 millions.
And we were all shocked.
Yeah. Mm. So 9 of those. You would have thought that SSA had been gutted. Arthur Fraser then took this matter to court to challenge it. And the former, the former Chief Justice, Raymond Zondo, came back and he admitted that that was actually inaccurate. And that the amount was more along the lines of 9 million with an M.
Divided.
What?
Yeah.
Yo.
That's only this 9 million worth of assets. As opposed to 9 billion worth of assets.
That's a big problem.
Bruh, that's a huge discrepancy.
Yeah, like over like 9 billion discrepancy.
It's
much.
A huge discrepancy. And here's the thing, right? It's interesting because I was watching senior counsel, Skakane, who represents Zuma in majority of his cases. And he was speaking about how Zuma is such a polarizing figure in a way that those that hate him think he's guilty of everything. Yeah. Mm. And then those that love him think he's not capable of doing any wrong. Mm. This is how sometimes we deal with people in South Africa and the media. If you are not a favorite, such as like Arthur Fraser, we will throw you under the bus. We'll be like, bruh, 9 billion worth of assets gone. Had this been anybody else that people like, I think would be up in arms because this man's name has now been besmirched.
Mm. Yeah.
And this has been years where people have gone on believing this. His credibility basically in ruins. And for me, I think it's a big deal.
How do you make such a big mistake?
Yeah.
When you have to be, like, everything has to be down to the T. It's an whole inquiry. You can't miss billions.
And people are getting paid top money
for this.
And for me, it's, look, if Arthur Fraser maybe is a dodgy character, maybe there are things he was wrong of. But then for me, I become suspicious of so many things if a person is guilty, but if maybe you trump up charges or you embellish the evidence of the theft, if there was ever theft, then it brings to question the fairness of the entire thing. And so if they got it wrong here by 9 billion, what else did they get wrong in the investigation in the commission?
Yeah. And to speak to the person that former Chief Justice Raymond Zondo is, you said, Sizwe, that when people decide they like you, they'll try to find all different reasons to back you up.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people even going as far as saying, but this wasn't a one-man show. He had lead investigators, people who were doing all the work in the background. So why aren't those names being brought in so that we know who got to this mistake, for example?
Which is a fair criticism. I'm not going to lie, because I can tell you right now that Chief Justice Raymond Zondo was not the one who was leading the evidence and doing those kind of investigations, right? Sure. But at the end of the day, he was the one who was head of the commission. So just like if you name a commission the Farlam Commission, then Farlam would take the fall, right?
Yeah.
This is exactly the same thing, because he should have never allowed this to go out into the public without vetting the information and ensuring that the information is accurate.
Also, I don't know if you noticed the old narrative that the president always favored the Chief Justice. And, you know, it's back now. Because remember, during the interviews, when he was also part of the interview when he was interviewed for this position, Chief Justice, current Chief Justice Meyer, was the firm favorite, but the president decided to kind of go over that and hire or officially appoint Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, who only had, what, about 2 years or just over 2 years to go before his retirement. So now the question remains, why did the president push for that?
There's a lot of questions.
Like, okay, this is the beginning.
There's a lot of questions now when you go back. You see, in hindsight, you connect the dots and you go, well, if he had not been Chief Justice at the time, there's a lot of things that wouldn't have happened, right? So you look at the timeline and you go, okay, well, now everything just looks suspicious. You give us a chance and let us know what are your thoughts. 9 billion discrepancy. And this is in court documents. It's not hearsay. We know it for a fact. 086-00-00959.
Hey, Shlomo, this commission gave us more questions than answers. So the more we look into it, the more we get more questions. I think it was a political tool to settle my political scores and to give credit to other political faction we can see so that they seem which they are doing something. It gave us hope in renewal, but now when it comes to action, which is so we only know one Mundoboshi. Some of the evidence it was set aside to the T. So it was a political tool.
And this thing cost us, like I said, billions of rands over a number of years.
This thing is the capture is just one big circus. There's another one that said he was given offered 650 million in cash. Another one said she can remember the Gupta compound. Now it's the 9 billion rand. And if you recall, Moses Kakane then said, when he was asking Chief Zondo to recuse himself, that the people that are putting this narrative won't be there to defend you. And it's us, referring to himself, that said, we are the ones that are going to need to defend you when the truth comes out. So, yeah, the chicken have come home to roost, basically.
Yeah, and he was speaking about former Chief Justice's character and his legacy at that time.
Since the world, as in Israel, I spent time watching the commission. There's a lot of grandstanding now. Ulo iso chafta must be then questioned. He's the one who brought the billions.
Yeah, and in fact, a lot of the findings in the commission are being challenged in court. Now, granted, just because something is being challenged, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's untrue or there's something untoward. The court needs to decide that. But this one, the Chief Justice has admitted himself that no, that was inaccurate. So there we can speak.
Kore, this commission makes us question a lot of things. Because guys, billions or like, that's a lot of money. It makes us question a lot of things. And I think there's a lot. And with all of this going on, it means then time was wasted, money was wasted. Yo.
Time was definitely wasted and money was definitely wasted. You see, for me, what saddens me even the most is the fact that Arthur Fraser had to go to court challenges. It's not something they picked up themselves before the commission ended, because the commission lasted years, as you've mentioned. And the final report was handed over with this discrepancy on record. If he hadn't challenged it or had the presence of mind to do so, people would have gone on believing it.
I mean, now my question is very simple and short. That mistake between 9 billion and 9 million, how much did it cost of what was invoiced? How much did that mistake, 9 million to 9 billion or 9 billion to 9 million, cost from the same billing process?
Okay, so that mistake doesn't affect the billing at all, right? But it does have a cost. It may not be an economical cost. The cost is somebody's dignity, somebody's reputation, and everything that's ensued since then. Because if you remember, Arthur Fraser was then looked at as somebody who's not trustworthy. He was persona non grata for all of those years.
Hey guys, Norman, this was former justice admitted this was a discrepancy. No.
Yes, he did. He acknowledged in court papers in a filing that, yes, there was a discrepancy. It wasn't 9 billion, but rather 9 million.
Amna Fomina says this proved that the state capture was not really to fight corruption, but was targeted at certain individuals. Hence, we have these kind of discrepancies because they just wanted to make sure that the public perception of those individuals is bad. So it started there. It was individual targeted. Hence, there hasn't been any conviction because there was not really proof.
So here's my thing again, right? I personally don't mind that the scope of the commission was limited. So that's fine. But what I do mind is the use of false information. You can talk to whomever you want. As long as you're talking to the person with accurate information, then yeah. Because they shouldn't have been doing wrong to begin with. If I come here and I say I want to charge Saul with something, and Saul actually did the crime, you can't tell me I'm targeting Saul. He shouldn't have done that crime to begin with. But if I come here now and I charge him with something that's false, that's a huge problem. And that is where I think we should draw the line.
The former Chief Justice Zondo doesn't have even a single honest bone in his body. I mean, state capture, he actually defeated it himself, that inquiry. Because that inquiry had a potential to expose a lot. But there's things that he decided, you know, to overlook. Even with the testimony of Ntate Brian Molefe, you know, exposing Ramaphosa of the corruption during this so-called state capture era, you know. Or Ramaphosa, they own Astron, and Astron is supplying Eskom and Dizili. And all those things were exposed, but he decided to overlook. And then Zuma, on the other hand, he actually had a grievance that I cannot sit on this inquiry when you are there because you and I have some problems. He did a review against himself. Where have you seen such a thing? And then he came out with a ruling to say, no, I will sit and you will come. Yeah, it is what it is. This thing just wasted over $1 billion.
It's funny. So the issue of conflicts of interest, right? Mm. He said, yes, you and I have an issue or problems, as you've just put it. We later found out that there's actually a relationship, like a family relation, between former Chief Justice and Zuma. Through marriage. That's crazy, isn't it?
And they asked him to recuse himself because of such things, and you refuse. So you ask yourself, bro, don't you trust other, you know, judges to head this commission? Why was it him specifically?
Yeah, that is funny. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Funny.
You know, when it comes to such sensitive matters about the state, especially and maybe state assets as well, I do believe that there has to be a way to hold those people leading those investigations accountable. Because now it's like they are actually like leading smear campaigns now, you know, and influencing how the public chooses its leaders, you know. And that alone is manipulation, you know, of the state power. And isn't this injala zifuneki in a democracy? Or rather, should I say, in a fully functional democracy that is for the people. And right now, people in South Africa are losing confidence in the democracy that we have. And I don't blame many people for that because our leaders have failed to actually show us, you know, the compassion and care, you know, that they should have, you know. That's why most people end up glamorizing people like Traore there in Burkina Faso, you know.
Mina, I would say ama leaders, wait, they don't know how to read ama figures. Thou shall not mention names.
Guys, should Judge Zondo be impeached for this? Because he lied to us as a judge. You can't just come out to say, I made a mistake. You made a mistake. No. Isn't this an impeachable issue?
As in, this thing is diabolical. Like, I think every president has his stooges. Uzuma had Abokoko, so we are believed to think. So, no, Ramaphosa needed to have people on the ground who do his dirty work. And yabonakala manje ukuthi he chose the judge not on merit but also to cover him in a lot of things. And unfortunately Arthur Fraser has suffered because now his reputation is tarnished, even though makhulumi iqiniso siyamsola still ukuthi what are his intentions. So
Yeah, King already.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.